Blog Talk Radio.
Never be afraid of change. It's really that simple. Change is, I believe, how we grow to the next level. I think that if you are steeped in and paralyzed fear of moving forward, it's going to stifle you. It's going to really prevent you from accomplishing the best version of yourself that can be created. So here's what I say. Never, ever be afraid of change. Change is growth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay, here's what I do know, and there's so many folks I think out there who probably don't have the same idea or notion that I have, but it's about success. And my big belief is that I've always said I live in success, and folks have said, Carrie, what does I live in success mean? Well, let me break it down for you. I live in success really means do not wait until, or at least do not think that you have to wait until you're successful. You can actually be successful each day of your life. And what makes you successful is leading the life that you wish to lead. That's what living in success means. And again, you don't have to wait until you're rich to do that. You're rich every day, leading the life that you wish to lead.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Four tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block. Just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by priority.
I'ma bring the wow.
much going on about the battle between these amazing women in the hair and beauty industry at the beginning stages of everything. So I have to toss out the name to you, Annie Malone. And when someone says that to you, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, first of all, when I was doing the research for On Her Own Ground, I wanted to make sure that I was being as accurate as possible. So I've researched, you know, to the nth degree. And I discovered a lot of material about Annie Malone. I made sure that I found out as much as I could about her. And I included her and their interactions with each other in my book. So I would say that I, perhaps more than almost anybody else up until that time, tried to talk about the conflicts between the two women, because I thought that was an important part of the story.
Absolutely.
So, and one of the things that is critical for me, and one of the things that I'm very fortunate to have, is thousands of pages of Madam Walker's correspondence and business records, and then years, decades really now, of research about her. So I document everything that I write. If it's in my book, it's because I have found not one, not two, but three or four sources to verify what I'm saying. And we're lucky that we can do that with Madam Walker, because she hired great staff and had a lawyer who kept good records. Annie Malone is much harder to document because she had a lot of turmoil in her life with a bad divorce and a husband who sabotaged her and some bad decisions on people that she hired. And so there are almost no documents and no records about her. So it's hard to, you know, hard to pull her story together. But what I have tried to do by reading dozens of old newspapers and looking at what Annie Malone was doing every step of the way whenever she was mentioned in the newspaper, and I mean dozens of newspapers, and the same with Madam Walker. Here's my conclusion. It comes to several things. They were both really important women. They were both really important pioneers of the modern hair care industry. And they were competitors. They were rivals. Madam Walker, in fact, sold Malone's products for a few months while she lived in St. Louis and after she moved to Denver. Malone accused Madam Walker of stealing her formula, but in fact, that formula was not new. It had been used for hundreds of years. It's in medical texts and pharmaceutical texts. Cuticure was already on the market. Vaseline was already on the market. These were the kinds of things that she was using. There were other people, other black people, who had products that were very similar that they called Wonderful Hair Grower that they advertised in newspapers. So these were two women who kind of were equals and rivals. Madam Walker, I think there are some reasons why she was more remembered. Madam Walker died at the height of her fame in 1919. She had just built a mansion on the Hudson River in the wealthiest community in America. She had moved, her daughter had moved to Harlem in 1913, so their profile was much higher. Malone remained in St. Louis. She married a man who really, as I say, sabotaged her.
Right.
And so I think at a really critical time in the development of her company, she had some obstacles that were really pretty insurmountable. Now, as to the question of who was a millionaire,
yes.
As a journalist and as a historian, I'm really careful about this. And here's what I can say. When Madam Walker died, in May of 1919, she was worth $1 million. We have documents. The estate had to be probated. They had to pay taxes. So her personal worth was between $600,000 and $700,000 during that period of time. It would be millions now, equal to millions now. The worth of her company, based on the sales of the last 2 years of her life, would have been somewhere between $1 million and $2 million. A lot more today, translated in today's dollars. We can document that to say at the time of her death, she was a millionaire. with Malone based on what I can see in newspaper articles, based on a lawsuit that one of her employees brought against her in 1915, I cannot see that she was a millionaire at that point. In 1927, when she and her husband were getting divorced, the newspapers call her company a million-dollar company. So that is really the first time that that appears in the news coverage. There is, and I would just add one more thing, that when she died in 1957, there was a newspaper article, either in the Chicago Defender or the Pittsburgh Courier, that says her company was worth $14 million. That number, I think, is pulled out of thin air. And by the time she died in 57, there was, you know, the company, she'd gone through bankruptcy and tax issues and all that kind of thing. Right. So I don't think that that was an accurate number, and there's no documentation. So my conclusion is they were both really great women. They were competitors. They had a really fierce right. competition. And, you know, and I think Madam Walker was a millionaire. I know she was a millionaire when she died in 1919. I have not seen documentation for Malone.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
No. about cake. I ain't sitting on top. I want a house on the lake. I'm that snotty nose cat with a new BM. If you mess with Brandon, I got to bruise your chin. I be with Puff, the girl be like, who's his friend? If I hit a chick once, she probably move me in. So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cat who make the hits or the one that see the chips.
Slow down, makes you killin'
it. But don't stop it. What's the use to bind a way if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with mates, so the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it. Nigga, stop it.
We're back live. It's Friday morning, April 26th of 2024. It is our broadcast number 986, and it's really, I'm Carrie Hines in Houston, Texas this morning, of course. Just so happy to have you guys with us. Let me just shout out with Michael, just one quick second. Michael Hopkins, the host of this talk radio. Michael,
morning.
Yes, officially good morning. We got a lot to get into in just a little bit. Wanted to just drop on real quick. We're going to talk a little bit coming up. So you'll be back in the mid-hour, of course, about 7:25, 6:25 Central. I will go through all that we're getting into this morning. Just wanted to drop by real quick. And we've got a little surprise for our listeners. And so I'm going to have you to stand by, Mr. Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio. Yeah, we're going to talk in just a moment or two. So stand by. Stand by, Michael. All right. Well, listen, folks. First of all, I just got to say it's Fan Day Friday. We are so, so excited to have you guys with us. Got a special treat right now for, I'm going to say, our eagle-eared listeners who go back a ways with us. There's a gentleman I'm bringing to the line who, I have to say, kind of predates everybody. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, this gentleman really has been a big part of our history. You know, as we roll on into 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's my great honor to have him with us and be so lucky to be able to get him on this morning and just remember some of the old, good old times that we used to have. And so you guys remember Mr. Terrence out of San Antonio area. Mr. Terrence, can you hear me, sir? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I have to say it's really quite an honor. It is for me and for our fans out there. And you have built up your own fan base. Terrence, Mr. Terrence really was a big, big part of our journey here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. There's so many memories and so many times that we had a chance. I mean, I was all located in New York, in Brooklyn, New York at the time, and Mr. Terrence down here in Texas area. And first of all, Mr. Terrence, it's hard to believe I never in a million years thought I would be in the same state as Mr. Terrence. Never. First of all, was that a surprise to you, Mr. Terrence? Because it's been a while since we've had a chance to get him on our airways.
Yeah, it's a big surprise because, man, I kept on giving you that nudge and saying, man, you got to move down to Texas. I said, why do you want to be up here in the rain and the cold in New York and have to, oh, man, I was like trying to drag you down here and put you in my suitcases because I came up here several times. And you're like, no, New York is my home, and, you know, I don't know, so... It's an honor to have you down here in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, man.
Oh, my gosh. Is it bigger here? Ginormous is the word I use all the time. It's incredible. And I've got to say, just some wonderful folks. And I've been able to just reconnect with just some incredible friends here in Texas and just incredible. And I've got to say, Mr. Terrence, just an honor. It really is. Just a big, big honor. And we have, boy, oh, boy. Now, I don't even know where to begin. We have so much history. And you used to come up to New York and just be a big part of everything that was going on. Just the excitement. We've had just an incredible, incredible time. I remember the first Hair Nation Expo. That probably is what kind of comes out, stays in my mind the most, just being a part of that. And I remember producing the show, and I was really working so hard. And Terrence flew all the way in from Texas to help on that show. Now, it's pretty much, as you guys know, when you're an entrepreneur and you're Black, I call you a solopreneur. So it was real tough. I've been working and writing and producing the show and planning at the Ebony Show. No, at the, not the Ebony Show, the theater in Queens, out in Queens, New York, the Black Spectrum Theater. And in Jamaica, Queens, to be exact. And we had to take the bus and carry suitcases and
Oh my goodness. Everything was all over everywhere. And Karen was like, oh, where's the briefcases? Oh, man. She was like, we're taking the F train. I'm like, what the hell is the F train?
Oh, my God.
Three double hockey sticks.
That, exactly. You know what's so funny? Exactly. What? You know what I have to say, Mr. Terrence? What is so crazy is that you work so hard. Folks never see all that went on behind the scenes. They never see all of the hard work, all of the time. I remember staying up all night writing stuff and producing things, preparing things for that event. And let me tell you something, Terrence, I don't know anybody who had stuck by me and helped me so much as well, so much that they're not even words. They're not even words. So when I think about the journey of this broadcast, and of what I've been able to do and get to 1,000 shows. We're about 14 episodes short of 1,000 now. And to know that you were a big part of that, getting up early with us every day. And
I remember that day.
Oh, boy. I was just a delightful.
He would have his microphone and he'd be like, quiet on the set, everybody. Ready? We're going live. Everybody quiet. I don't want to hear a cricket chirping. I don't want to hear the baby mumbling. I don't want nothing.
I was certainly a handful. I really was. But, Mr. Pitt, I got to say, we had a blast. We had a blast.
Yes, we did.
You would come up. We would go out and do the live events in Brooklyn, New York. And we had so many folks who have, we'd have all the lights and, I mean, it was just an incredible time. There was nothing quite like
hearing. I remember the first time I was like, man, I'm in New York. What's there to eat, man? Let me get one of them, what do y'all call them, slices. Let me get one of them New York slices. So Carrie took me down to a little spot. I got this big old slice of cheesy, greasy pizza, and it was so delicious.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff.
Getting used to going up and down those steps and on the buses and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my. That was terrible. Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, I have to say, there is, you know, and how about all the co-hosts? I mean, we have so many folks who have come through our doors, literally. But, you know, one of the other things, when I look back at that, especially back at the expo that we did in Queens, the very first Tanishan Expo, and we had so many folks. It was such an amazing event. It was literally an all-day event with different folks hitting the stage. And I just got to say, you're right there. Unbelievably. you were so I just wanted to officially thank you on air and let everybody know. I don't think we would have gotten here if it had not been for your help. And also just getting up and being part of the show every day and doing so much with your incredible family. We want to shout all of them out. They have all also been a part of our journey. So we just say thank you and just helping with therapy and all of that and just hanging out.
I appreciate
there.
It.
And yeah. So, I mean, you know, true brother. And I'm happy to be in Texas and cannot wait to see Mr. Terrence. You don't have to fly, but it's 4 hours.
Oh, man, we're close now. It's just say the word, man. We can be to your house in an hour.
I can't wait. We got so much to catch up on. So I know you are going to be dropping in and out throughout the show today. We're just excited. Got to introduce you to talk about folks who have literally changed my life, literally. Mr. Terrence is high up on that list, and certainly Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, LaDonna, Mr. Robert. So many folks who have been just life-changing for this business and for me personally. Let me bring you to the line to one of my current co-hosts, Michael Hopkins, who is on from down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Terrence is out in Texas. Michael Hopkins, I don't know if you can hear us, but you're on.
Wow.
Mr. Terrence, I just wanted to make the introduction.
Wow, Mr. Terrence, this is just great. It really is. I mean, this is great. And, you know, you guys worked hard to get the show on the road and do what, I mean, my hat goes off to you. And it's a pleasure to meet you. And, you know, just being here with you guys is such an honor that I'm being allowed to just kind of step my little feet into the pool and keeping it moving. You know, it's a pleasure. It really is. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. It's just, I'm at a loss for words. And that's usually not me, Carrie. Now, is it?
No, that's not you, Michael Hopkins. Well, I mean, this is just a big, big day.
Ginormous.
It really is. And I'm just grateful to have you. I never, ever in a million years would think we'd be chatting with Mr. Terrence today. So this is a great honor. And to have you on, Mr. Terrence. And Michael, I just got to say, we have an incredible family of folks who've been with us over the years. And so this is just really, really going to be a good thing. And we're just grateful. So this is just the beginning again. But it's like you never left. And it's like we've just been here all along doing our thing. So we're real happy. But, Mr. Terrence, I'm so proud of you and just all that you have accomplished as an entrepreneur as well out here in Texas. And it ain't easy. It is not easy.
It ain't easy, you know, but we got coins to make and we got checks to cash.
Oh, plenty to do, sir. Yes. So we've worked hard. So I've just got to say, what's one of the biggest things that has changed from then to now? Anything big in your life that's happened that you can share with us today? One of the biggest changes for you over these years?
Well, Carrie, since I've last talked to you, you heard about my mom, my dad, my sisters, my crazy wife, my crazy daughters. I had three of them, but now I have a new addition to the family. I love women so much. God cursed me with three daughters, and then he blessed me with one son. Finally got it right.
God. Congratulations to you. Awesome. What a beautiful Ben.
My son is following in my footsteps because, everybody don't know my story, but I got three sisters and I was the only boy. But now my son has three sisters and he's the only boy. So we'll see how that plays out. But he has a beautiful soul. His name is Roman, and he's going to give the world a run for their money.
I love it. Love it. Cannot wait to see all the pictures. So we're gonna be catching up after today's broadcast. We have so much to talk about, Mr. Terrence, and so much to catch up on. So Now, you have met Michael Hopkins, my current co-host, and also hopefully you'll get to hang around for a few minutes, and I want to introduce you to Nicole Marie as well, who those two have been helping us to hold it down, so she should be with us in about 10 minutes from now, so hopefully you can drop back in if you have to jump out for a minute. But listen, let us take a little bit of a music break, and Mr. Terrence, we're not letting you get out of here, so we're going to keep you right here on the show. Yes, you are the brother who is like the prodigal. What's that? The prodigal son has returned.
The prodigal son.
Wow. Can't help out there.
I went on my Tibetan mission, and I'm back.
You are back. Wow. Well, listen, we are just so thrilled. So here is one of my favorite songs, and this is in honor of our return of Mr. Terrence. You know this song, Michael. I always play this. Take a listen. We'll be right back.
Striking out, welcome in. I'm gonna say
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's April 26, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is coming up on 6 o'clock for Central Time Zone folks like myself, and about 7 for folks out on the East Coast. And we're going to be checking in just a little bit. Let me see if I can get back Michael Hopkins. Michael, I don't know if you're still there.
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie.
Yes, it's so nice to have you on with us as well, my current co-host along with Nicole Marie. And let me just get Mr. Terrence on. I just have to say, what a great honor it is. Mr. Terrence, again, coming to us all the way. Terrence, you're out in Texas, but you're in a different part than I am. And I have to tell you, I don't know how far San Antonio, I got to hit the Google. How far San Antonio is on the ground from Houston. I think a couple of hours, this kind of thing.
Yeah, you said I'm not going to put your location on live, but you about a few hours, maybe two if you're going to, well, three if you're going to speed limit.
Let's hope you do that. We're not going to sit anybody in traffic, but this is probably three and a half hours. Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I have to tell you, I'm just learning. I am just learning, getting her little pinky toe wet down here in Texas. But what a great honor it really is. So this is all good. So listen, we've had so many wonderful folks to join us on this journey, as I had mentioned earlier, just a big, big surprise, and just to be doing what we're doing in this way, it's been and continues to be a great honor. So, really good stuff. So, Nicole Marie, who comes to us now, she is an elected official out of all the way down in Water Valley, Mississippi. So, it feels like we have our real coast, our family, our hosting family together this morning. And I'm just beyond honored. I really am. So it gets no better than this. So Terrence, I got to say real quick, I remember your family just so wonderfully helping, and your great family helping with the Carapi products and making videos and just being so supportive. Just so supportive. And so, you know, these are things and times that you never forget. And at least I don't, and you don't either, Mr. Terrence. So real good stuff. So Michael, how is it to hear that there are some folks that were out there that helped to get us to this point to connect with the Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie? So how do you feel when you hear the return of Mr. Terrence this morning to the show?
Oh, it's a great feeling, Carrie. Just knowing that there's a legacy that's always going on with you and the Hair Radio Morning Show, and there's just this legacy that's going on, and it's just being a part of it is just such a very proud part of my life. And I enjoy it, and it's just keeping up the legacy. That's what I love about it. Sounds like a plan to me.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you with us, Mr. Michael. So, listen, you'll be back at about 7:25 East Coast time, 6:25 Central time, just kind of helping us to keep things rolling. We got a lot more to get into, a lot more unpacking to do this morning on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, we're going to take a little break. Mr. Terrence Moore, you'll be dropping in with us throughout the day. We're just real happy to have him back. It's family, the return of Terrence's family coming home. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to unpack this morning. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You are everything.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday, Friday, April 26, 2024. It's our show number 986. 986, just 14 away from hitting the 1,000 mark. Hey, I got to bring to the line. Now, she is my longest-serving co-host in the history of our broadcast. We call her Queen of the Morning. And it is, I don't know, a bigger honor than to have one of my favorite folks out here. We're talking about Nicole Marie, and introduce her to Mr. Terrence, and we're going to do just that. First, let me get on Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I appreciate it, Carrie. Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
Happy mid-show, happy Fan Day Friday.
All the above.
And good morning.
Now,
good morning to all the queens and kings out there.
Yes.
Thank
and
you
and to my Care Bears folks. Yes. Now listen, Nicole Marie, it has been such a special, very special broadcast this morning.
Yes, it has been.
It has just been, and for me, it's been quite an emotional day because just even remembering all of the times and have folks who just cared about what we were doing so much. First, let me just get on the stage because I know he's going to be checking in with us and he's got a few things he's going to be doing. And so I wanted to make sure that we have the introduction live on the airwaves. So, Nicole Marie, let me introduce you to Mr. Terrence, who comes to us out of Texas. So, Texas, we're going to say meet Mississippi. Okay, Mr. Terrence, are you there?
Good morning, Mr. Terrence. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Welcome back.
The pleasure's all mine.
Wow. What a great honor. Well, listen, I am super, super excited, and we're going to, Michael just will be dropping in another 20 minutes. Listen, we've got a lot to talk about. First of all, we've been looking back at 1,000 shows, and that is a lot.
1,000
shows. And Mr. Terrence, I mean, everybody kind of can remember a little bit about where they were along the way in our shows. I'm going to say, Mr. Terrence, you were probably on circa, I'll say, probably in about the 300s. Maybe about the 300s, somewhere in that space. I forget, but I'm gonna have to go back and do some research and listen to some of those real, real ancient broadcasts and all
right.
of that. But I've got to tell you, we had a lot of fun, Nicole Marie. We do have fun on the show, but it was just a foundation. You have to go through things. You know, you have to get to where you are. And in order to get where you are, you have to go through, especially as an entrepreneur. And Mr. Terrence, you're an entrepreneur as well. You're somebody who's out there making it happen for your family, for all that you're doing, your entire family. Yeah, the one thing I remember about your family is that they are entrepreneurs. And
every single last one of them, Kevin.
Everybody. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
This is literally a family of entrepreneurs. Amazing. So real great stuff, really. And Nicole Marie, I've got to say, and Mr. Terrence, like you, Michael and Nicole Marie have just been there to support this broadcast. I'm going to get Michael in on the conversation. Michael, you, Nicole, you guys have helped to just get us here. So, you know,
I just you and you help us to maintain the integrity of this show.
So true.
So I just,
well, we're family here, Carrie. So
very much so, Nicole Marie.
And we're a
yes.
team.
Very much
so. There's no I in team. We all help each other to make it happen.
We do.
Very much
we
so.
Do. And I've got to say, like you, Nicole Marie, Mr. Terrence came up to the city. He most certainly did. He
all
came
right.
up to visit us and been a part of these shows. And let me tell you something. You don't know how difficult it is to get stuff in and out of these shows. But I remember trying to pack up stuff, and in New York City, I was
right.
on a second story.
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. We've been through so much. Just an incredible time. But I've got to say, just to be present and in this moment and still continuing all these years later, it's great. But see, that's what happens with family. Family, you go to, you know, everybody goes to their corners, and but then when you meet up, it's like you haven't missed a beat. And
exactly.
so I just want to see how awesome is that. So, Mr. Terrence, I know we're going to have you dropping in and out. I'm going to let you get a little bit of a break this morning, and I will be checking in with you, sir, so stand by. And we just love having you back. You are a
yes.
big part of this family.
Welcome back.
So we're
oh,
going to hold
yes,
on.
Yes, very much so.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, stand by, Terrence. All right. Is he not fantastic?
Yes.
Is he not
very
fantastic?
Much so.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Very
yes.
much
great
so.
Yes, indeed. So listen, Michael Hopkins, we're going to be checking in with you. Stand by. We'll be back with you in just about 15, 20 minutes. And we're looking for an update on Vet Talk. So we're going to get into Vet Talk. We've got a whole new website that you've launched, and we'll fill everybody in on all of that. So stand by. All right. Nicole Marie. So
yeah.
I have to say, yes, yeah, so how great it is. And thank you so much as well for just always being a good sport and rolling with us here on the show.
Oh,
and let
yeah.
me tell you something.
That's what it's
the
all
Hair
about.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. It is. But, you know, we never quite know when you guys, when we wake up, we don't know really what. Some days we, you know, it just happens, and it happens organically, and we love it. And
right.
we just connections and great memories, and we couldn't ask
we
for a better
happen.
Standing Friday. You know, we really couldn't. So this has
right.
just been rewarding.
It's been wonderful,
and
Carrie. And let me tell you, I love the music today. Definitely Band-Aid Friday.
Yeah, we definitely let loose on some of the songs, as they say,
yeah.
this morning. Yeah, and we've got much more on the way in our playlist. Hey, I'm going to just say we are just doing it up this morning. So, Nicole Marie, let's also get into it. It's Friday, so what do you have planned for this weekend?
Well,
anything to do?
This weekend here we have a festival that is going on. So tomorrow will be busy, lots of people coming in to the surrounding areas and just enjoying the festival. It's called the Double Decker Festival. So
wow,
be busy
the Double
out there.
Decker Festival.
Double Decker Festival, yes, in Oxford,
oh
Mississippi.
God.
So that's where we'll be this weekend.
Well, all right. I'm looking for the pictures at the Double Decker. All right. Sounds amazing. Well, listen, I'm, you know, just.
So you have plans for the weekend, Carrie. What are you doing?
It's called W to the O to the R to the K, work.
Oh,
I will
Carrie,
be working,
get out there
yes.
and enjoy Houston.
Well, no, I've been kind of walking a little bit and just, you know, I take baby steps. So I've been kind of just walking, and now I'm going to the store. I think I finally made it to the store on my own out here in Texas.
Great.
But you're just having some good
finding your way.
Yeah, but I love it. The weather has been fantastic,
right.
and And I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to continuing on my Houston journey.
Great.
So listen, yes, thank you so much. Now, I've got to also say, want to remind everybody, I got to do the big shout out. You guys, speaking of family, and Mary Reed Johnson, who is the lady behind Hair Head Heart. Yeah, she's also been a big part, and I can't wait to get back to Mr. Terrence. He knows Mary, and Mary's been with us, and today is her birthday, so we just wanted to give her a big shout-out.
Happy
we
birthday,
love Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, we have to definitely
enjoy
have
your
to
day.
Acknowledge. She's helped us to get to this point as well, Mr. Terrence, and they were all on at the same time as well. So we've got a big family, and this is just a great day today. Now, Nicole Marie, yes, I want to say in addition, so Mary's going to be back soon. We've got big plans for her. I just chatted with her the other day, and she's just doing beautifully.
Great.
She was in she's now on the East Coast, so we swapped time zones between
and
I.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in Central, and then she went on to Eastern, and I was in Eastern, and now I'm in Central. So real crazy. Yeah, so lots of that going on. Want to talk a little bit about the inspiration. We're going to get to that this morning. But, yeah, I just got to say, this was a surprise Fan Day Friday that we kind of pulled together for everybody, and just great memories. People who not just were there, but were there when you needed them.
Exactly.
And
that's key right there.
Yeah.
That's key.
Even
a lot of people say they'll be there, and yes, you know, but when you're actually there, that truly makes a difference.
And you have to rely on folks and it's just an amazing thing. And so, so we're going to keep it moving this morning on the all-new Hey Radio Morning Show. And I just got to say, we're some of our upcoming events. We're supposed to go down to Atlanta, Georgia. And also want to shout out just a couple of folks. I've got to also take a moment to shout Sam Enon from Bob Set out. You guys know he's in Northern California. Yeah, Sam from BobSet.org, and with what he's doing and his big You Go Girl t-shirt push, which is just doing incredible things. And that's you, like the letter U. You Go Girl, braidhair.com is his website. And BOBSA.org, BOBSA stands for Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, so BOBSA.org. Just real, everybody's a big part of the family. Got to also catch up with Wayne. We got to catch up with Wayne. It seems funny if we don't catch up with him, right?
Yes, with everything going on, we know Wayne definitely has an update.
Yes, Wayne is the former mayor from Jersey who dropped in. And we've just had some great folks. And so I'm just blown away. Let me see. Let me just tell Mr. Terrence, just awesome job. Let me see. Mr. Terrence, I know you are out there. We're just going to say thank you so much. You're on the air.
Thank you, Nicole Marie.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you, Terry, for allowing me to be a part of it.
Oh, you listen. We're kind of standing on your shoulders here.
Exactly.
I've got to say, I really have to say, just those early mornings. And let me tell you something. It was crazy. When I say 1,000 mornings, we are saying 1,000 mornings.
Wow.
Early mornings when it's black outside.
1,000 mornings.
And just connecting all of us. And we were all in different states. Mr. Terrence was out in Texas area. We had folks on you know, co-hosts in Chicago and Washington, D.C., TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to shout him out this morning. TJ, who really is responsible for me ending up on Blog Talk to begin with.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, these are all family members that have helped us to create this incredible legacy that Michael spoke of as well this morning. So real good stuff. So, all right. Well, Mr. Parents, I'm going to have you to just stand by. We'd love having you here this morning and dropping in and out.
Definitely.
Now, I want to talk about some of this. Yes, yeah, so some of the hard work that has gone into being inspired by all of these entrepreneurs. I mean, just having so many folks around you that say you can do it, because it's not even a question of whether or not you're going to have your own business. It's just that, you know, that's just the way it is in this family, and I love it. So we're going to be talking more about that in just a little bit. All right, our special guest today coming back to us, Mr. Terrence. All right, stand by. Stand by, Terrence. We'll check in with you in just a bit. All right, Nicole Marie, so listen, talk about inspiration each day. You bring it with the hope. You really do. You do
hope
something that's
today.
Very special. And that's in kind of everyday inspiring our listeners or the fans of the broadcast. Yes. And I've got to say
Terry.
Well, these days, absolutely. Yeah, really do. So listen, let me see if I can kind of get a little bit of what Hope of the Day is really all about for our fans and for our listeners and all that. And then we'll take a little bit more of a music break. Well, let's take a closer listen about Hope.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right, Nicole Marie. So what exactly is the hope you have for us today?
The hope for today is value your time. The simple reality is there isn't time for everything. We have no guarantees of how much time we have, so we must respect it. We must spend it wisely. Not working every waking hour, but living, loving, and learning. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, I don't think I learned this lesson just yet.
So you're not there yet, Carrie?
I'm not quite there. But what I do love the words value your time.
Right.
And certainly spend it wisely. And this is something I believe in wholeheartedly. I love to surround myself with folks like yourselves, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Mr. Terrence, and just, you know, just the big family here on the show, really. And today is Family Day. Instead of Fan Day Friday, we're going to call it Family Day Friday. Now, but I do love that. Yeah, value your time. You know, time is... You know, what you can't say it any better than that, really. So, yeah, spend time with those you care about. Maybe that's the thing to do. Time equals spending time with those that you really care about. What about yourself, Nicole?
Exactly. Well, I definitely agree with value your time. And it just reminds me of and takes me back to having balance. Balance those things in your life, making sure that you're spending time with your family. You're not working, putting all your time and effort into work. Yes, that's necessary, but have a balance. Have a balance so that you don't leave here with regrets, you know? make sure that those people that you care about, love, that they know it, you're spending time with them. But then you also do the other things, whether it's community, work. You have a balance with all of it.
All right. It gets no better than that. How about Michael Hopkins? We're going to ask him. Michael, do you value more time? Michael Hopkins.
Wow. Wow. You know, that was the time thing. That's something I had to learn how to do, actually over a period of time. And especially now, for the things that I do helping veterans, I had to learn how to value my time. Had to learn how to have a balance between working, helping veterans, and spending time with family. And it gets difficult sometimes. But I'm learning how to spend a balance. I'm learning how to balance that time. Like Nicole Marie said, sometimes I have to just tell people no. I mean, sometimes I'll feel guilty. But then the more that I learn how to say those two magic letters, no, the better off I'm feeling.
Wow.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, when you're helping with people, and it starts out, you're helping them with one thing, the next thing you know, you're becoming the chairman of the board, you're becoming helping them do a fundraiser and this thing and that. So it takes you away from your mission, what you're really supposed to be doing. So I had to learn those two words, in and no. And the other word, so sorry. I'm so sorry, I can't help you. Direct them to somebody else. Help them find somebody else that can help them.
Okay, all right, Michael. We're gonna just stay on top of it. It sounds like you are going to help us to do just that. Listen, why don't we take a music break? We'll be right back. More coming up on the way in the next half hour. We're going to see if we can check back in with Mr. Terrence. Very special broadcast today of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Nicole Marie, great job. Let's take a music break. Awesome, Michael. We'll be right back.
Oh, and just keep on doing what you're doing to me. It's ecstasy.
if you're wise, you'll stash the money, cause eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming cause you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
The first one. Yeah, we got a tease.
Today I have a very special guest who's actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber, and he's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the J-E-F-F.
No, that is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I wanted just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay. That does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome, because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself as you were saying that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course, and I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through, unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome, because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering, and
awesome.
You know, with the business side, the financial side of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work. One of the things I really want to focus on, as far as being a barber with your license, is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create a business from your name, which would allow you to, if you had operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses. And also at the unemployment, because there are a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
You
they
know,
don't have a license to file
right.
taxes.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
So,
that's important.
Okay. So with that, that is something that I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important. And it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side, from the filings of all of that and I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. Like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. For those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yes. Yes,
important,
yes.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barber Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's having the barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner, fair guy. So that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome. And we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there.
All right. It's Friday morning, April 26, 2024. It's our show number 986. That's a lot of shows. 986. Been talking and chatting with a very special gentleman who comes to us all the way out in the Texas area. I'm going to just go ahead and put it on out there like that. Mr. Terrence, it's great to have you with us. Just checking in again on this Friday morning. We're about to hit 1,000 episodes. 1,000. Can we even think of 1,000 of anything? Let's also get Michael Hopkins in on a convo this morning. Michael, you're on with Mr. Terrence, with Kerry Hines.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I was just saying, can we even think of 1,000 of anything? Probably not.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Nope. I can't think of 1,000 of anything.
1,000. Literally. And each episode is like 3 hours. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Very incredible.
Yeah. Well, what it's saying, guys, is that there's been over 3,000 guests that we've had on this show. Literally over 3,000 guests. Over 10,000 songs have been played. We're talking about tens of thousands of conversations that we've had on everything. Celebrities has been with us. And you remember, we've had everybody on, just everybody. We've had so many folks who've dropped through our doors, and we just love it. But we wouldn't be here, Mr. Terrence. We hadn't done all that groundwork to make sure that this broadcast went off every day. We literally, we've worked very hard, and we had a lot of meetings. We still do our meetings. We have a lot of rehearsals and things. People, you guys don't realize, but yeah, we don't just get up and jump on the radio, so to speak. We do a lot of preparation and talking things out and just making it the best it can be for you guys, for those of you who tune in. And also, I guess I should say thank you to everybody, because really, it's you, the listeners, the fans, the folks who turn on this broadcast each morning. That's what makes it special and makes it very different. But I want to turn back to some of this entrepreneurial talk. I really got to say, Terrence, it's hard to imagine that like for yourself, I'm sure you probably find it hard to believe that there are folks who don't know anything about being an entrepreneur. But you grew up in this world. And like you said, this was the only really, you know, the only, it's not even like you have a choice so much. So do you ever feel like, you know, that you may have missed not working for other folks, or do you just absolutely love being this entrepreneur and being your own boss? I mean, to me, there's not a real comparison, I'm sure. What about you?
Yeah, there. I appreciate you asking me that, Carrie. There, like you said, you're an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. There's millions of entrepreneurs out there that they battle with the same question every day, like, is this the right time for me to step out on my passion, or should I work for this and do an 8-to-5, 9-to-5? That 8-to-5 and that 9-to-5 is terrible. You're just restrained. You know, it feels like you got chains and, you know, you're going back to the slavery days. Like, it just doesn't feel good. And, you want to have time to, like we were speaking about earlier, you want to be able to value your time and allocate your time wisely to the things that matter the most. They can always print more money, but they can't print more time, if you get what I mean. So doing all the things that I've done, from the lawn care to the product to fathership, oh, man, it's the time is what we always have to circle back and make sure we're prioritizing and making sure that that's at the top of our list. So it's hard. It's tough, brother. It's tough.
That's what I was about to say. I'm sorry. But just you are doing just that. You're prioritizing. You're finding the balance, because you really do. You've got a wonderful growing family. You are a business owner. And so how do you balance all of that?
There is not a concrete answer to give anybody, like, the secret to balance. Everybody would have to, you know, everybody's definition of balance is
a little different.
Stated, you know, it's like, you can't, mine is going to be different from yours, Carrie, or mine is going to be different from yours, Mike. Everybody's balance is within themselves, so it's not a secret. But I just try to do a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, and then say, okay, if I feel like I'm slacking over in this area, you know, either, you know, it's just hard. It's just hard.
No, but you're doing hamster
and a wheel running around type thing, but you have to juggle it, and you have to juggle it because, like you said, you never know when your time is going to be cut short. So make sure you give your people your flowers. Make sure you tell them you love them. Make sure they know that, you know, whenever your time is up, that you stood on business and you had just a legacy out there that was just amazing.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yep, it sure doesn't.
No, so I am so super excited. Listen, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Well, today, we should say our family really came back together today in a very big way. Michael Hopkins, of course, our resident co-host from out in Virginia area, the DMZ, D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia, and also one of the early stars on our network who came up through the ranks right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're talking about Mr. Terrence, and just doing a whole lot with his life as a young man, and just out there just making it all happen, and just being a fearless dad, and just doing big things. So real honored. you know, doesn't get much better than that.
Oh yeah, it's not getting it any better than this, Gary.
Yeah. So listen, we're gonna keep it moving this morning. Let's get on some of this music and keep it going. In the next hour, in our spotlight hour, we've got some surprises, and so we don't want you going anywhere. So stay right here for a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let's just get on some good stuff and see where it goes. Stay with us.
Live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and static, she like that it don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. This shit you think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah. I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mind. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that dish tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know it's wrong, player. And he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want. Saying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life, girl. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering she trying to play you for the fool black. If something's on your chest then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lives come in. That's where the drama begins. Yeah.
If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Friday morning. It's April 26th of 2024. I'm Gary Hines. It's great to have you guys with us as we kind of move along on this busy, busy Friday morning, Band-Aid Friday, as you guys know. So lots more to get into, so much more to unpack. We've got some more songs on the way, and just a whole lot more right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think we were doing our Ask a Stylist this morning, so just stay with us. There's more to come. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us, and I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is our question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals, and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness. Time ago, yes.
Yes. We had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? And you're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Is there, do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
So,
just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referral, you know. So, we're really going through a different time now. So, yeah, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Wow,
that's
nice.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he's asking here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say?
Well, first of all,
have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
and you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you, you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
You know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. they might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
We had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio show. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going to be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we've started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeSia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, do you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, it's consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house, you know.
Mm.
You don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is that they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most important.
Right? If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. And this is important.
I,
you know, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said.
Yeah.
It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate
bring the wow.
Shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaves Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's April 26th of 2024. I'm Kerry Hines. It is great to have you guys with us as we kind of move along in our spotlight hour. It's really, really good. Let me just say it's been an incredible broadcast today. My co-star, Mr. Michael Hopkins, down in, we're going to say, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. You're not that far in Virginia. Hopkins. I don't think so, right? You're in the DMV area.
No, not that bad. Not that bad.
What?
What I was going to say, Carrie, we're about an hour away from the D.C. area and an hour away from Richmond. So we're kind of in the middle of 95, as you always say, going 95 south. So we're kind of 95 south, 95 north. So,
well, I
gotta we're kind of
Texas highways now.
you definitely do.
Well, they've got a few. I've heard of 10, and they've got 16, and they've got a few different highways out here, and some folks call them freeways. So, real interesting. I love it, and it's real fresh and new and just alive. So, good stuff. Okay, well, Michael, good to have you with us. Now, we've been chatting throughout the broadcast today. We're going to check in. Let me see if I can get him. He's dad, husband, just a business owner, just doing it up big time. And most of all, he's one of our favorite co-hosts right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about Mr. Terrence, who has come back today, and we're so excited. We are so excited. This has been a big broadcast. And Mr. Terrence, you've got a big family out there. We're going to shout them out this morning. I know they're all tuned in. Hello, everybody. Hello, Mr. Terrence family.
Yeah, they're out. You need me to patch them in? I got them tied up in the back. You want me to unleash them?
Uh-oh. Fun stuff.
Mr. Terrence.
I can unleash them because they're going down. We'd love to shout them out this morning.
We'd love to hear them.
Okay, let me go into the escape room, the panic room, real quick and see what they've been going on in there real quick.
Yes, we love it. We love it here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. All right. Yes, just
Malia.
Big awesome.
You want to say hi to the people?
Come say hi. Yeah, good morning to you.
Okay, this is Roman. Hold up, check that out.
I heard that.
Awesome.
Good morning.
It's interesting here.
Oh,
wow.
Good morning.
Yes. Is that not a great morning or what? It gets no better than that.
Awesome job. How about that?
Hello.
Awesome job. Hello. It's really nice to speak to you guys. It's been a long time, so this is fantastic. All right. They're not in school just yet, so you guys are just taking breakfast and just kind of chilling out a little bit.
Today is Saturday. They are in school, though.
No, they ain't not. Today's Friday. We still doing Friday.
I forgot because they're off. They got this thing. It's a holiday today. That's why they're not in school. It's only Friday. I'm thinking it's Saturday, man.
Really? No, that's okay.
I'm a day ahead, y'all. I'm a day ahead.
You are. You're a day. You're out on the east in this case. But yeah, that happens to me all the time.
I'm not used to the kids being off because they will already be on their way to school and daycare by now. But since it was some kind of man, they make all these holidays up for these kids so they can be at home. You know, they need to go back to school.
It is so nice to hear their voices. I have to tell you, I'm still like enjoying it. It's so awesome. Great stuff.
Yeah. And people get to San Antonio and they're like, Uncle Kerry, put me on the radio.
I cannot wait. Yes. And I mean, how many times I have planned to come out to San Antonio?
It was crazy.
A lot. Yeah. So this is really nice to be out in Texas and be around great people and just awesome. Yeah, I'm loving everything down here. And like I said, when I came out, it was in the kind of like the tail end of winter back east. So I had this big old parka coat, Michael, it was freezing in New York, but Texas was warm. So when I was kind of relocating and kind of packing up and coming out here, so it was crazy. I had this big old coat that I would get, go to the airline, to the airplane with a big coat, but then I would get off the plane and it was hot. So it was really warm. It was, you know, everybody in Texas was in shorts and just incredible.
Wow. Now that's warm.
Yeah. Oh, it was warm. And I remember the plane, like I said earlier, had stopped in San Antonio. So it was just, I've never seen so many people in shorts and the weather. So you could feel the heat even through inside the terminal at the airport. It was that warm outside. Just I never forgot it. But we love all this. We love it, love it, love it, love it. So listen, Mr. Terrence, we appreciate your family. We shout them out this morning on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We can't wait to have everybody back as well. So awesome Mr. T. Awesome. Remember, we used to also call you Mr. T. We just unpacked all those old names we used to call Mr. Terrence.
Yeah,
so all good stuff. Mm. Really, really good. Just great memories. All right, Mr. Terrence, we're going to be checking in with you in a bit, so stand by.
Okay.
We're going to keep it moving this morning. And, Michael, what can I say? Before we take our break, has this not been an incredible day, Michael? So what?
Oh, it's been awesome, Terrence.
Yeah, what goes through your mind? What went through your mind this morning on the show? Because we never know where we're going to end up on the broadcast. We start over here, and then we kind of maneuver over to this side, depending upon what we have prepared for you guys. So I think
very much so, Carrie. It's been fun. It's been fun to hear someone that was a co-host on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, Carrie, he never really left. That's what it seems like, you know.
I love
Brother Terrence there. I love it. You know, he had me laughing. He just had me thinking. You know, it was great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Love him being here this morning.
Yes, thank you very much. And just an awesome family and just, you know,
very
doing
his
thing and holding it down. And you know, one of my other favorite things about Mr. Terrence being an entrepreneur and coming from a long line of entrepreneurs, and they really are entrepreneurs. They truly are, and just been very helpful. Yeah, and knowing that, you know, it gets no better. This is what it's all about. And like I said, many great memories. We don't even have just one memory. We have many, many, many great memories of spending time and going and doing shows and having to do all the hard work, putting up displays, hanging up posts, packing up stuff, loading it onto trucks and vans and going and unpacking, hanging stuff, decorating, setting up, you know, positioning our products. And it's just been... it's been a long journey, and I hadn't thought about quite. Well, Michael, I had not thought about it until chatting with Mr. Terrence this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show, really. It's just been, you kind of don't realize how far the journey is or how long it is. And I got to say, Mr. Terrence, not everybody can do that journey, so... just to know that you're there and, like I said, always supporting and just, you know, helping us to get here. We wouldn't be here had we not made that connection. So we appreciate it. Good stuff. Good stuff. As we roll on into the last half hour of the show, I'm going to let you guys, we're going to take a little bit of a music break, but we've had some incredible artists on our show as well, as you guys know from the music world, and so many others on the show. So we've just been just kind of doing it up, and we thank you so much. So all right, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Karen. It sounds so nice to say that on today's show. It really does. Listen, I've got some classic songs. I love this old Keisha Cole song. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just to think about it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know our love wouldn't grow. I should've just let it go, but I stayed around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done. You try to play me like a fool, so I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you were learning.
This wouldn't last long when you didn't come home some nights. And now I'm on in the zone, handle business on my own. So respect the queen on the throne. Aight. Here's some strong advice, move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad
and
I let you go.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It has just been a remarkable Friday morning. It's our Fan Day Friday, and we are just doing it up. I'm going to take just a couple. Well, I want to get on a few items for you as we continue to unpack. We're still rolling on into our Friday morning and just doing it up here. And you've been listening. We've had on Mr. Michael Hopkins. Michael, you have talked to us about Vet Talk earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah.
It's been great broadcast. What do you want to say about the shows this week and having great guests on like Mr. Terrence? What do you want to say?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, with Mr. Terrence, that right there, Carrie, I didn't see that one coming. I really didn't.
And it was just great having him on. It was awesome having him on. It's, you know, listening to the stories you got told about the things you did in the past just to keep the show going. You know, him down in Texas.
And the live
you were up
show.
In New York. And, I mean, it's just, you know, great stuff. It was just great stuff. And, you know, a lot of times
and then
people just
the event, my other favorite thing with Mr. Terrence as well, we at our big expo that we did in Queens, New York, and Mr. Terrence, I don't know if you remember, but it was so amazing because Mr. Terrence helped me while we were at the show. We had a whole group of people. We had a lot of people who were on and doing presentations, and we had to be all over the building and stuff and just really help to hold it down and make sure that everything was on point and just did it up. And so it was a success because of those efforts. And that's what set the pace to create the Hair Nation Expo events. And
yeah,
we went on to
stuff,
do amazing things from Queens, New York, then on to Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Showboat Hotel, and just real good stuff. So Mr. Terrence, shouting you out this morning. Great job. Awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you. Good stuff. We got great stuff to come, and I can't wait to see what the future has in store for, you know, Hair Radio and everything they represent.
Yes. Oh, man. You just reminded
me. So.
We had, I remember our conference calls we used to have. We used to just so much going on. I mean, my gosh, we've been busy for years.
Very busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. Same with things, you know, from our hair products and to our live events to just, you know, making a difference in the world. Making a difference. So I'm real excited. That's what I got to say. I'm very excited. And this is just a re-beginning. We're going to call it a re-beginning. And we're going to continue to talk about this. So this is just one of these days. But, Mr. Terrence, we're going to keep you right here at the Hair Radio Boarding Show. This is home. And we are so excited to have Mr. Terrence back, folks. Just and folks, I know they remember talking and remember hearing you on the show. Terrence, you were a big part every day. You helped me to keep this show rolling from early. Just, just hanging on in there and getting up and taking care of the family and all of that.
Fantastic.
It's been real, real meaningful. So listen, we're going to keep it moving this morning. Then we kind of roll on. Oh, boy. The day went by so fast. I can't
Did, Carrie.
Wow.
Yes, it did. Yeah. It's just, and it, this whole week, Carrie, it's just unbelievable that it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. It looks like we just started.
Well, what were some of the highlights for you, Michael? Did you have any highlights this week?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie. Back on Tuesday, on the 23rd. Of April 2024, we did show number 981. And my favorite person in the whole wide world, Mary Reed Johnson.
Oh, the birthday girl.
A birthday girl. Shout out to you, Mary Reed Johnson. Happy birthday.
I'm sure she's going to love hearing that. We'll have to replay it for her. I believe she's on trip celebrating, but she'll be back.
Wow,
with us. I think
that's great. That's great.
I can't wait to hear all about it. Yes. Mary was around. We big part with Hair Head Heart, and she was back in Minneapolis way back in the early days, Mr. Terrence. But yeah, you guys, we all were on together. Many, many, many times. We've got to
Mary. Happy birthday, Mary.
Wow.
Yes, big happy birthday. Exactly. Yes, she always helped us to celebrate And I just remember on all those tapings and calls and just so much preparation, so much. But we had a lot of
great
fun.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
great
we
stuff.
Had a lot of fun. And when we would get together and take pictures and all of that, and just real meaningful stuff. And so lots of co-hosts have come through, so many folks. So many folks.
Great stuff.
So that's, yeah, I just got to shout them out. I can't begin to, if I had to try to name all of the co-hosts who've been on the show, I don't think I could. There have been so many incredible folks who passed through our doors just at one time or another. And they've just made a long-lasting impact. So we're just, you know, what are we going to say? We're just thrilled. So listen, I'm going to get on this. This was a little doobie-dab with about Madam Walker. We kind of played Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, who was a guest on our show, right here on the Hair Radio.
Really, so
I got a chance to work with her in Atlantic City a little bit as well. But, and Mr. Terrence, you were there in Atlantic City. You had a chance to see her as well. She was there. We were all there together.
Yeah, I was running around. I didn't get a chance to actually meet her. But, yeah, I've seen her. Yes, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, and we had a great time. We really did.
Wow.
Well, let's get on. Yeah, great history on the show. All right, we'll be right back. Let me let you guys hear a little bit about Madam Walker. Stay with me.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23rd, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at seven, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second,
She was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race." End quote. Not long after...
Morning coffee.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, April 26th of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 986 as we kind of come up on 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock for our Eastern folks. Just got to bring back to the line a very special guest. Mr. Terrence, I just got to say, you've been on with me and Michael this morning.
Very much so.
To the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, what's one of your favorite memories, Mr. Terrence?
One of my, oh, man, that's hard. One of the, okay, so that's an open-ended question. You got to kind of dial it down. You got to dial
yeah.
it down. Uh-oh. Right? What aspect? Come on, throw me a lifeline out there.
Uh-oh.
Well, here's what I think is one of the favorite memories that I have with Mr. Terrence. I think one of my favorite memories, I think, like I said, we did not know where we were going. And we were
Uh-oh.
All the way out in Queens and literally carrying so much stuff, products and pack, you know, displays and all kinds
yeah.
of stuff, and walking through the streets of Queens, New York. And I said, boy, Mr. Terrence did not sign up for this. It, now I see is how different it is from New York. Texas is very different from New York City and every which way. The one thing that they both have in common is that they both have incredible people, and that was evident by the incredible camaraderie, the just help, the putting himself on the line to just making sure that we were good. And so it's something that will keep with us always being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You put us in great hands, Mr. Terrence.
So yeah, to piggyback off of that, one of my greatest moments, like I said, there's a whole bunch of them, but going through the trials and the tribulations with you and actually going behind the scenes, because I did a lot of the, you know, co-hosting and conference calls and stuff, but nothing will prepare you like trying to get an event together in the middle of the New York subway, carrying all this stuff, and people won't let you on the train, and it was just. And I'm from Texas. We're a little bit more, you know, open and friendly down here, as opposed to New York subway, you know. So they were kind of like, they kind of feel that I wasn't from New York, but, you know.
You blended in beautifully. You really did. You blended in, you know, and I remember Mr. Terrence, because you came out and you just brought it. And you had great fashion from Texas, too, and just really doing it up. So I got to dig up some of those pictures that we have from way back when as well. And now it's all about, you know, this is a, you know, turning into a great new beginning. As I said earlier, re-beginning for the broadcast, for all of us, really. And it's just been an incredible day. So we couldn't have started, and there could be no better way to close out this week, really. Now, we'll be back on the air Tuesday. We'll be back. Tuesday is our next live broadcast, Tuesday morning from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Special guests all next week. It gets no better than the Hair Radio Morning Show with so many things to share. You never know quite what you're going to hear each day. And I've got to say, Mr. Terrence, you'll have to tune in to Michael's Veterans Show. It's called the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, what can you tell Mr. Terrence about your show?
Wow, Mr. Terrence, Vet Talk Radio Show. What we do on Vet Talk Radio Show is we educate veterans, their families, advocates of veterans, anyone who's interested about veterans on the claims and the compensation process. That's what we do on Vet Talk Radio. You don't have to be a veteran to tune in, listen, and get educated. Also, we have a new website, and it's Michael Hopkins, ACA.com. It's a very exciting website. Yes.
Michael Hopkins, ACA.com.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to say we appreciate you for coming out. It takes a lot for somebody to stick up for the veterans and people who served and people that aren't able to get assistance. So I just want to give you a big shout out for jumping out there helping out people in need. So.
Awesome.
Thank you. Awesome, sir. Thank you.
Yes. And we just love it. And we appreciate you, Mr. Terrence, with the family and holding it down and just doing a great job. I mean, it gets no better. So listen,
very
on that
good
note, folks. Yeah, so Mr. Terrence, we're going to send you on. We'll see you back here next week. We're going to just keep Mr. Terrence.
Sure.
We're going to keep Mr. Terrence. All right. Terrence, yes.
All right.
Oh, so I'll catch up with you after
Roman
the show. All right. Hey, Roman, see you guys. See you.
See you, Roman.
All right. And then,
all right,
you guys will keep it up out there. All right.
Okay.
Guys,
I'm out.
What can I say? Awesome, Terrence. Great job. All right. Michael, what do you say? Mr. Terrence he killed it today.
Oh, yes, he did, Carrie. I mean, it's great just having someone, you know, as you said, there's been so many people that has been on the show. They've touched so many people's lives. And Mr. Terrence, there's an excellent example of that for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just love it. I learned so much from him. Just him co-hosting today, I've learned so much more about the Hair Radio Morning Show and you. I've learned a whole lot more.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of unpacking in there that I had forgotten about, but that's what,
very much,
you know,
so
being reminded of all of that. We have really spent a lot of time and just, I can't even begin to say. So I can't wait to see Mr. Terrence. I can't wait to see. Just my brother, somebody, you know, just always supporting. And, we went out to Coney Island. You know, we just always had a lot of fun. Yeah, just really killed it. All right. Well, listen, folks, we've got so much next week on the way. We have some events that we'll be talking about with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Plus, I've got a new book. I can't wait to tell you about it. You'll have to tune in next week. We've got so much more to come. So I hope you had a great week with us. And we've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. Michael Hopkins. And on behalf of Nicole Marie, everybody. Yeah, our entire family. And today was a big part of that. So I just want to say, Mr. Terrence, what can I say? And with his family, so he's joined our family with his family. So what wonderful, 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 just great to hear the voices all across our airwaves today. So awesome job. So, Michael, are you looking forward to Vet Talk for Tuesday? We're going to be live with the next episode of Vet Talk Radio at Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning, right here.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Oh, I'm just like, wow. Okay, well, it's kind of that time where it's, we're winding it down. We really are. So why don't we take a little bit of our kind of people talk and then on with our theme. But I'm looking forward to next week. Michael, anything you want to say to the veterans?
Oh, very much so. I would encourage all my vet brothers and sisters out there to go to our new website. That's michaelhopkinsaca.com.
Yeah.
And if
the
you have
ACA,
a laptop,
Michael, just remind everybody, it stands for
Accredited Claims Agent. And it's
so
just jam-packed with
ACA.com. Yeah, and your website at the top, it plays around the clock 24 hours a day. They can hear your tips and advice and all of that. Just hit the play button. And you
very much
all
so. Top left-hand corner, correct, Perry?
You got it. You got it. All right, here's our kind of people. We'll see you next
time.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candle,